Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. CNN showing its true colors today, cutting off Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt, basically in mid-sentence, for speaking the truth. Leavitt was bringing up the issue that Jake Tapper is biased, and she was going to lay out the case about all of the fake things that he pushed, from the Russian collusion hoax to so many others, and this CNN anchorwoman, Cassie Hunt, cuts her off. I'm going to play this audio for you, and I think this audio is important, not just as to show you the bias of the mainstream media, which clearly we know about, but it gives us a preview, a window of what's to come Thursday, of what President Trump is going to be up against. If they don't like what President Trump is going to say, get ready for cutting the microphones. Get ready for the so-called fact checks of President Trump, but no fact checks of Joe Biden. This is a real concern. President Trump, though, he says he's ready for it. He's going to go into the lion's den. It will be 3-on-1, by the way. The two CNN moderators and Joe Biden versus President Trump. Mark my words, that's going to be the case. So let's get to the audio of Cassie Hunt. Of course, GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. This, folks, is the Stinchfield podcast starting off right now.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, so I told you I would play you Cassie Hunt. This, folks, is that audio.
Well, first of all, it takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I'm willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay. Now, as I'm sorry, guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back.
She literally interrupts and cuts off. And if you listen to Caroline Leavitt, she says, okay, I'll turn and talk about the debate. And she cuts her off anyway. This is what she wanted to happen. Now, what do you think? Is CNN higher-ups angry or happy with her? It would be easier for us to say they're happy with her, but I don't think so. This brings heat to CNN, already well-known and accused of being biased before this debate. This is the last thing they need going into it. I think Cassie Hunt, the biased anchor woman, is going to get trouble for this. Now, if you remember, I had a situation I cut off a veteran when I was back on Newsmax. I said, cut him off now. It was the result of a long, drawn-out interview, and we were trying to end the interview when he was bringing up bogus things about President Trump. Different situation. Caroline Leavitt has a right to come on and criticize anchor people on the network that are going to be moderating the debate because this is what's being talked about. It is news, and most certainly it's not out of the blue to think CNN is going to be biased. They are. So when this happens, you've got to give Caroline Leavitt a chance to say what she needs to say, albeit you can make it quickly, you can move on, you can make your point, I'd prefer you don't attack my colleagues, you can defend your colleagues, but you don't just cut her off and then not give her the interview. This is the spokesperson for the former president of the United States of America, and she got no respect from this Cassie Hunt. I think Cassie Hunt should be reprimanded. I was reprimanded at Newsmax. You know, the bosses weren't happy with me about that, and they were certainly entitled to their opinion. It played very well for my base, but this may play well for Cassie Hunt's base. The problem and the difference between Cassie Hunt and a guy like me is I'm a political commentator, a pontificator. She's supposed to be an unbiased news person, which she shows her bias here.
Well, first of all, it takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I'm willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay, now, right, I'm sorry, guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back.
She's not welcome. Anybody from President Trump's camp is not welcome on CNN or MSNBC. I promise you that's the last thing they are, is welcome. Now, you've got this situation with Ronny Jackson going on with Maria Bartiromo. Ronny Jackson was the former White House physician for Barack Obama and, of course, President Trump. And so he says that he believes Joe Biden is hyped up on some crazy cocktail, on some drug cocktail. So what is he saying here? Let's listen.
I have sent 5 letters previously asking for President Biden to submit to a cognitive test, very similar to the one that President Trump got while he was president. And all 5 of those letters have gone completely ignored. So tomorrow I'm sending a letter to President Biden, to his physician, Dr. O'Connor, and I'm CCing his entire cabinet. And it's embarrassing that I have to do this. And it's really embarrassing as a former White House physician to have to do something like this. But we don't have any choice based on what's going on. But I'm going to be demanding on behalf of many millions of concerned Americans right now that he submit to a drug test before and after this debate, specifically looking for performance enhancing drugs. Because we've seen recently in his State of the Union address that there was a Joe Biden that came out that was not similar at all to what we see on a day-to-day basis for the last 3.5 years. And there's just really no way to explain that other than he was on something, that they'd given him medications. I feel like this is probably what's going on over this week at Camp David. You know, he's going to be at Camp David for a full week before the debate. Part of that is probably experimenting with, you know, just getting the doses just right, because, you know, they have to treat his cognition. They have to give him something to help him think straighter. They have to give him something to wake him up, you know, for his alertness. And then, you know, he's been agitated. We see that all the time, and that's a common symptom or sign of this cognitive disorder that he seems to be suffering from. And so they're probably going to give him something to take the edge off that as well.
So what are they going to give him? What is he hyped up on? I've always said I think Adderall is one of the things that he gives him, but then he comes off so angry. You've got mood enhancers. You've got this cocktail. Now they talk about trying to get this cocktail right as he prepares for the debate that's Thursday night. He's holed up in Camp David. We haven't seen Joe Biden in days now. Is he resting? Are they practicing with this cocktail? Are they making different formulations to see how he performs? We know that part of the training for the debate, and I call it training, is standing up for 90 minutes.
Now, part 2 of that, Phil, of that debate prep, it's going to be actually putting that into action with these mock debates. This is going to include a 90-minute formal debate where the president is standing up on his feet the entire time, trying to mirror what he's going to have to do in real time next week.
Standing up for 90 minutes. Can you imagine we've got a commander-in-chief that has to practice standing up for 90 minutes? When you look at President Trump, who goes and does rallies for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours long, on his feet, standing there, entertaining the crowd, President Trump is not going to have a problem with this. Joe Biden most certainly is. I actually don't know how he's going to stand for 90 minutes. I'm surprised they didn't demand stools to sit down on as they're talking, or while the other one is talking, you sit on a stool. I'm shocked that the Biden administration didn't demand this from happening. And I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up seeing stools out there on Thursday night. Now, the question on all of this becomes, what is the drug? What are they going to use? I'm going to play for you a clip of something called Provigil. They call it Viagra for the brain. And in fact, I heard about this drug. I'm like, I need to start taking this stuff. This stuff sounds amazing. Is Joe Biden on it? We shall see. But first, folks, before I play that, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. You know, I have a Patriot Mobile phone and I love it. All right. This Patriot Mobile phone, it's one phone with 2 lines, 2 networks. So if one network goes down, which we have seen happen, I've got another network. I can make calls literally just pressing a button. Which number do I want to make the call from? I can receive calls on 2 lines, 1 phone, 2 lines. Patriot One plan, 1 phone, 2 lines. It's fabulous. Not to mention, folks, Patriot Mobile is getting it done with supporting the things that we believe in, like veterans and first responders, Second Amendment issues, right to life issues, you name it. Patriot Mobile is there on the front lines using some of the money that you pay for your cell phone to go and push a conservative agenda across America. That's why I'm with Patriot Mobile. That's why I want everybody in Stinchfield's army to get with Patriot Mobile. So again, the website, patriotmobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com. You call them, 972-PATRIOT, and tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, so this drug, Provigil, Viagra for the brain, is this what Joe Biden is on? A lot of speculation it is. Should he be drug tested? I believe Joe Biden needs to be drug tested. We have a right to know if our commander-in-chief is hyped up on something. And what does that pose for the national security risk that the man in charge of the nuclear codes has to have a mental cocktail of drugs in order to function? We need to know. But on this Provigil, ABC News covered it like this.
It's being called Viagra for the brain. It helps you stay awake. It helps you stay focused, capable of accomplishing more in 24 hours than perhaps you ever dreamed was possible. Sounds, let's be honest, too good to be true.
The drug is called Provigil. It's only approved for narcolepsy, sleep apnea, or for people who work irregular hours. But many people are now taking it for an off-label use to boost energy and focus. The drug, which has been nicknamed Viagra for the brain, is quietly being used by military pilots, pro athletes, pro poker players, and maybe by the man or woman who's kicking your butt at the office.
This can be the difference between I'm just making it through the day to I had like the best day of my life.
Dave Asprey, one of the few people willing to go public with his Provigil use, says he once flew 20 hours to Australia with almost no sleep, got off the plane, took a Provigil, and delivered a series of speeches that were so good they made the local papers.
It worked.
Congressman, what do you mean when you say he was jacked up at the State of the Union?
All right, so this gets us to the idea of jacked up Joe and what's he on. Now, Provigil, and this guy says he's one of the few that'll admit he's on it. If it's a legal drug, it's legal. Now, it's an off-label use, which we know the government hates that. Ivermectin. Off-label use, why wouldn't you admit you're on it? I'd admit I'm on it. I'd wanna know from my doctor, is this legitimate? If I could get something that's gonna hone me in and focus, could you imagine my podcast, my TV show, my radio show, if I'm even more focused and laser sharp than I already am? And I like to think I'm pretty laser sharp, but not the best. I mean, the older I get, I'll forget a name here or there. I'll forget, you know, a story I told here or there. This thing could help. Now, is Joe Biden jacked up on Provigil? What is he jacked up on? These are the things we all want to know. And I think Ronnie Jackson has a legitimate concern that when he writes the White House physician and all the cabinet secretaries, we want him drug tested. I think when Congress steps in like this, you've got to really consider drug testing. President Trump would gladly drug test. President Trump took a cognitive test. Remember that? Did fabulously on it. Joe Biden won't take one of those either. Here's another clip from Maria Bartiromo's show.
I believe they gave him something to help him sustain the lights and sustain the vigor that he had.
This is talking about, was he jacked up for the State of the Union? Now, I believe they had the cocktail wrong for the State of the Union. He was angry, man. He was yelling and screaming, certainly on something, but it wasn't the right juiced up cocktail for Joe Biden. They're going to try to perfect that this time around.
That was not Joe Biden. I was in there. He screamed for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. He screamed for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe we can talk offline and I'll show you something. And I think that proves that. He's being manufactured and puppeteered by the Democratic Party to be president of the United States. And I fully believe that has to do sometimes with pharmacology.
Okay, so what did you see when you were at the State of the Union? You heard what your colleague Greg Murphy said. He's the head of the Doctors Caucus. He says, quote, Joe Biden was jacked up. Now you've got President Trump saying he wants drug testing. Should there be drug testing before these debates?
Marie, I'll tell you, I absolutely agree with that. There should. You could tell that Joe Biden comes in, he's jacked up, and then as the hour goes by, he slowly winds down.
Starting to hear about this pill called Provigil. Mm-hmm. And it's something that apparently is given out by prescription for narcolepsy, sleep apnea, or for people who work irregular hours. And it keeps you awake and allows you to, if you're finding yourself very sleepy during the day. But now people who are taking it are saying they feel phenomenally clear-minded, really sharp, like they can do just about anything. One woman was quoted as saying that she gets up at 5 a.m. to complete 2 full workouts before heading to work. She said, I could not do this without ProVigil. It just wouldn't be the same. Others say it's just a clear day. There's no fog whatsoever.
Seems so.
Well, they'll be testing for this. This will be part of the drug testing.
It's blocking
you. We all
you.
Have those days, yeah, where you're searching for a word or you want to go do something else, but you're just so pooped.
What portion of the population is willing to make itself a guinea pig? Oh, well, I'll be a guinea pig for that.
America saw, let's say, a very different Joe Biden. I might call him Jacked Up Joe.
That's what we call him. Jacked Up Joe is just about right. What else are you going to call him but Jacked Up Joe? And so this is a serious, serious concern. And I think he does need to be drug tested as we move through all of this. Now, his team has come out and tried to rest assured that he's sharp and he's good. Joe Biden, we're talking about. This is Mitch Landrieu, his national co-chair of his campaign.
Mitch, if there's so many other good Democrats out there, why not hand the reins over to a different Democrat this go around, where you would take away the concerns about his mental fitness to serve?
Well, first of all, Joe Biden doesn't have any concerns about his mental fitness, nor do I. I've spent an incredible amount of time with Joe Biden. That's just a fade that the other side is pushing. Joe Biden has taken this country from being in a cataclysmic downfall to actually leading the world once again, and he's going to continue to do that. And he has built up an entire new generation of leaders that will govern this country really well into the future. And so he succeeded massively in both of those things.
He succeeded massively in absolutely nothing. And of course, Joe Biden doesn't think he's not mentally fit. Joe Biden's a dementia-ridden patient. He thinks Mickey Mouse might be his vice president. Remember, he couldn't remember when he was vice president. He couldn't remember when his son died. This is why we also need these tapes, by the way, from the Department of Justice. We get these tapes from the Department of Justice of Joe Biden being interviewed by special counsel Herr. It's going to show you a Joe Biden that is very scary to think that he is in control of this country. And yet a guy like Mitch Landrieu is going to think he's going to say it with a straight face that Joe Biden is okay. Come on. They keep doing this. Here's MSNBC. Same thing. I mean, everybody's talking about this debate as well. They should. I can't wait to get my popcorn. It's going to be great. But listen to them.
And in the last week or so, we have seen them really try to shift expectations, even going so far as to suggest that the current president of the United States might be on performance-enhancing drugs, because they're concerned that when their audience has been led to believe that he is, in fact, all of the things I just referenced shows up and is the Joe Biden we saw at the State of the Union, that, you know, they're going to fritz out. And so I wonder what you make of this sort of resetting of expectations in the lead up to this debate.
Yeah, I mean, what I make of it is that Trump and his campaign know they have absolutely nothing to offer the American people with which they would agree. So they resort to nonsense like this.
So you think President Trump has nothing to offer the people? I mean, when you look at President Trump's policy positions compared to Joe Biden, who doesn't have policy positions, Joe Biden has social justice, transgender, LGBTQ mania, pro-abortion policies. He doesn't have any substantive policies that's going to bring the prices of everything down. Let's just go through some of President Trump's policies. Drill, baby, drill is one of them. What does that do? It brings the price of oil down, which brings the price of gasoline and diesel fuel down, which then brings the price of everything down. That's the number one thing to help with inflation. He wants to cut government spending. What's the number one driver of the price of goods other than the price of gas? That is government spending. You bring government spending down, you bring inflation down. When you think about the border, he has told you what he wants to do. He will go back and reinstate everything he had in place beforehand. We don't need to go through all of them, from Remain in Mexico to building the wall. These are all policy things that will stop the flow of immigration. It will also improve crime. He also said he's going to get with these Democrat mayors in liberal cities, and he's going to give them federal resources to fight crime in those cities. Now, my guess is the Democrat mayors won't take the help, but these are policy positions that will resonate with the American people. President Trump says no tax on tips. If you're a worker in the service industry and there's no tax on tips, you're getting a huge break. This is a large portion of the working class, whether you're a valet driver, whether you're a hair stylist, whether you're a server at a restaurant. So many people make money off tips. This is going to relieve them. Name me one policy Joe Biden has that's going to relieve the hurt and pain for the American people, other than make transgender surgery more available to anybody and force people into it. Those are his policy positions for Joe Biden. President Trump has real policy positions that work. And so I'm excited about the future under President Trump because of his policy positions, but not under Joe Biden. That's for sure. Folks, let me tell you about my friends over at the Wellness Company. Then we're going to talk a little bit about immigration. A couple clips I'm going to play that are just classic. The Wellness Company can help you get prescription medications on hand that you need. Okay? The one that starts with an I, I'm going to try not saying it because Facebook censors me, but the one that starts with an I that gets so much publicity, this comes with the kit. It's like a miracle drug, okay? You got antiparasitics, the one that starts with an I. You have antivirals, antibiotics, all in this kit to keep you and your family safe. We don't know if drugstores are going to close down. We don't know if there's chaos. We don't know if there's a natural disaster that could occur. Or you simply just need these antibiotics on hand for speed of delivery like I used a couple weeks ago. I had strep throat. Boom, amoxicillin, popped it. 2 days later, I'm better. I had the kit on hand with the guidebook that shows me how to use these drugs, what the course should be, and I'm telling you, great stuff. The Wellness Company, twc.health/grant. If you don't have one of these kits on hand, you're doing your family a disservice. You've got to be ready for the worst. Hopefully you have it and never need it, but you don't want to need it and not have it. Again, twc.health/grant. Promo code GRANT for a great deal there. 10% off on the Wellness Company's kit. twc.health/grant. Pay them a visit. All right. Immigration. You want to see bias of the media when it comes to immigration? Look what happened to this lady when she's on CBS's Face the Nation. I want you to watch this ridiculousness.
Day one that current President Biden was elected, he immediately, by the stroke of a pen, undid everything that President Trump had done in closing the border. We had security at the border. We were vetting the people that wanted to come in. And with the stroke of a pen, day one, he opened the border. He opened the doors without any vetting process. So it was his choice. He has to take responsibility for that, he and his administration.
You do know that there is vetting that border officials do when they encounter someone. They do. I've been to the federal facilities. When someone is detained, when they are captured, when they cross illegally, they are taken into federal custody, and those agents do vet people. The success of that vetting may be in question, the efficacy of it, but they are.
They are not. There is no way to vet someone unless they had already snuck into this country and they have a criminal record here. You think we have a cooperation agreement, Margaret Brennan, with Venezuela? You think we have a cooperation agreement with the Taliban in Afghanistan? You think we have a cooperation agreement with China when we have the thousands upon thousands of Chinese migrants sneaking across the border? We don't have any agreements with them to actually vet them. There is no way. Have you not seen the passports that are dropped at the border and people give a fake name and you have to, at least the Border Patrol takes that fake name and uses it if it's real. There is no vetting whatsoever. But Margaret Brennan, literally the host of CBS Face the Nation, which is supposed to be an unbiased political show in the mornings on Sunday, literally takes the talking points, the lies of the Biden administration, and uses them. Somebody else who does that, Elizabeth Warren.
There have been more than 6.9 million apprehensions at the southern border. Thus far, in Biden's term, there were just over 2 million in Donald Trump's entire term. What did the president do wrong?
No, this isn't about what the president did wrong. Remember, on the very first day that he was sworn into office, President Biden asked Congress both for the resources and for comprehensive immigration reform. The Republicans blocked it, blocked it, blocked it, blocked it.
Donald Trump didn't have that either, Senator. He didn't have that either, and there were 2 million during his entire
until
term.
Until last fall.
That was a hell of a response. I'm shocked by the anchor on ABC. Donald Trump didn't have it. What Donald Trump did have was the stroke of a pen. He used executive orders to shut the border down. We've talked about this over and over again. I don't need to go through it again. But Elizabeth Warren's lying to you when she says, oh, you need this bill through Congress. You don't. They don't need more men. They don't need more guards. They don't need more facilities to hold migrants. What we need is a system in place where we're making them remain in Mexico. You do that, you start to solve the problem. You continue building the wall, you start to solve the problem. You start a deportation plan, sending them back to countries, whether they want them or not, you drop them off there. This is how you solve the border crisis. All right, one last topic to talk about with you today. Taylor Swift, what in the world are you doing? Taylor Swift, you have the world at your fingertips. And you know what? To use a term you're really going to hate, Taylor Swift, you have the world by the balls. I know that's a man's term. And I know that you hate men. And you literally are indoctrinating tens of thousands, now millions when stuff like this goes viral, into young people hating men. Young girls hating men. F the patriarchy, she has them chanting at the stadium in England. Really? F the patriarchy? Why? What did the patriarchy do to you? I'm sure your record label, there's plenty of men running that, and you're making millions upon millions of dollars. Now, she's a talented singer, but she's going down the wrong road here. Taylor Swift is becoming more and more annoying by the day. I mean it. I get that her music is decent, okay? It's decent. I get that she's a hell of an entertainer. Look at the stadiums that she fills. You can't argue with that. But when you start indoctrinating our daughters, young girls, teens, into thinking that you need to hate men, well, you're doing a disservice not only to the country, but you're doing a disservice to those young girls. You don't need to hate men. You need to embrace men. And any man that isn't doing it right, isn't making everyone around them just a little bit safer, well, then that man needs a lesson. I'd be happy to give that man a lesson. But I don't say F the patriarchy, just like I don't say F the matriarchy. Okay? Taylor Swift is out of line. But this is the progression that we see in America today. Taylor Swift thinks this kind of nonsense sells. Taylor Swift sees corporate America loving the idea of man bashing. Taylor Swift sees the general public, the media, led by liberals, see the idea that man bashing somehow is a good thing. It is not. I'm so glad that I do not have a daughter because I would never allow her to go see Taylor Swift. I wouldn't, and I'm sure I'd be accused of child abuse for not allowing my daughter to go see Taylor Swift because she's beloved by everyone. She deserves Travis Kelce, who's another left-wing lunatic. And I promise you, he's going to be a loose cannon. And it's going to cause her all kinds of headaches. She deserves him. She really does. What we don't deserve is to pay good money for that concert. I can only imagine what tickets were cost to have men bashed by Taylor Swift. She's a multi-gazillionaire, but I think she's out of line and out of touch. I really do. She's blinded. She's probably been indoctrinated along the way as well. Another blind liberal zombie with a hell of a lot of singing talent. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, thanks for watching today. We'll see you on the Real America's Voice show, 7 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. See you there.